AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. For the first time in 54 years, the Cuban flag flies at the Cuban embassy in Washington. Joining us live with more is the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
Tim, the red, blue, and white starred Cuban flag went up the flagpole amid cheers and the singing of the Cuban national anthem. It marks the resumption of full diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Cuba. Inside the newly reopened embassy, Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez Padilla hailed the reestablishment of diplomatic ties, but he also called for the end of the embargo and the return of the Guantanamo naval base. Down in Havana, the U.S. interest section was updated to an embassy, but a formal flag raising there won't occur until next month. Tim?
That's the AP's Jerry Bodlander joining us live with the latest from Washington. The U.N. Security Council unanimously endorses the landmark nuclear deal between Iran and six world powers. The resolution, co-sponsored by all 15 council members and adopted this morning, also authorizes a series of measures leading to the end of the U.N. sanctions that have hurt Iran's economy. But the measure also provides a mechanism for U.N. sanctions to snap back in place if Iran fails to meet its obligations. Donald Trump is blasting the media again for its reporting of his criticism of Senator John McCain. Here's our Rita Foley.
Tim, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said over the weekend at a family leadership summit in Iowa that John McCain is a war hero because he was captured in Vietnam. A firestorm of criticism erupted, but Trump says the media isn't reporting what else he says. He says he called McCain a war hero and that he is okay with that designation. Meanwhile, McCain is responding for the first time, saying Trump does not owe him an apology, but may owe one to the families of U.S. servicemen and women. Tim?
That's our Rita Foley with us live from Washington. This is AP Radio News. For the first time in 3 weeks, Greeks are able to go to the bank. However, they can't cash checks, only deposit them. Withdrawals remain limited, while new austerity taxes demanded by the country's European creditors mean prices for most everyday items have gone up, way up. The value-added tax is now 23% in Greece. A big weekend at the box office. Our Matt Small is in the studio with the tales.
Tim, Marvel's Ant-Man edged out Minions for the number one spot at the box office, debuting with an estimated $58 million. The weekend's other big movie was Amy Schumer's Trainwreck, filled with a lot of language I can't use here. That also opened strong with more than $30 million, coming in at number three. Millions at number two earned more than $50 million. Tim?
That's our Matt Small with us live. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 30, while the NASDAQ has gained 10. I'm Tim McGuire. AP Radio News.